702.
The car feature.
Time for our car feature. And today we are chatting about something quite important. So listen up, especially if you are a motorist. We're going to be giving you some insurance tips amidst these severe windstorms and disruptive weather. We have seen what has happened in KZN, but that's not unique. It also happens here in Gauteng. And we are in that season. It isn't only just windstorms. Sometimes it is hailing, and we know about all the kind of damage that we can find happening to our vehicles. So give us a call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We are joined by co-founder at Naked Insurance, Sumari Graber. Sumari, welcome to the show. Thank you so, so much for joining us.
It is lovely to be here, and I hope I can add some value.
Of course, you will be adding value because we're always looking for tips to make sure that we are protected. Because we all know, Sumari, and I'm sure you know this too, not everybody reads the fine print. By not everybody, I mean no one reads the fine print.
No, I think that is a fair comment. So including me.
So let's get started with some of the typical mistakes that motorists make at the start of the getting insurance process. What is the typical mistake that they make? Because I think I know early on when I first got insurance for my vehicle, the mistake I made was not paying attention to some of the details of the cover. I didn't know that my vehicle was only covered for personal use when, you know, I'm a freelancer. And the day I needed to claim, they said, sorry, that was business use, so you cannot claim. I was like, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, I think that is a very common mistake that people make. I think when you go and get insurance for your car, it's really a valuable asset. And therefore, it is important to understand that you have the cover that you actually need. And I mean, we've been experiencing a lot of these weather events. You spoke about specifically making sure that your insurance is covering what you use the vehicle for. That is a very, very important one. Some of the other important ones is, given the global warming that we are experiencing, it's also important to understand that you have sufficient cover if a hailstorm hits or your car is caught in flooding. So I would definitely recommend having a look at that. The second one, or the third one that I would actually advise, other than the other two, is to have a very close look and understand what is going to be your co-payment when a claim happens. Is it one agreed amount? In certain insurance policies, there's additional excesses paid under certain circumstances. I think that's really important to understand. Exactly that you can afford the co-payment that you have to make at the time that a claim actually happens.
Before we take a quick break, I actually want to ask a question around, you know, people get upset sometimes, and we go online and vent, oh, my insurance upset me, they didn't do this when I needed to claim. But a lot of the times it's because we do not understand our policies and the fact that insurance companies are governed by law. So just for clarity, in terms of weather specific, or I don't know if they still call it acts of God in our insurance policies, what does the law dictate is the absolute basic that all insurance companies need to be doing, if there is such a minimum?
That's a very interesting question. And I think there's two points there. The one is that insurance policy wordings are often very complicated, making it difficult for the consumer to understand. That's why at Naked, we try and keep it as simple as possible, as clear as possible what you are covered for. But the second thing is the role of the regulator. In South Africa, there is no minimum level of cover specified by the regulator at all. That means that any consumer needs to thoroughly understand themselves what are they covered for and what are they not covered for, because the regulator does not have a minimum entry level for that when it comes to car insurance.
Yes. So, of course, what we are saying then is, don't just go onto comparison sites and just look at the cheapest insurance. Go and get more information as to what are the T's and C's if you are finding yourself. Because I think many people do opt to say, what's the cheapest insurance I'm going to pay for? Because financing requires I get this to drive the car off of the showroom floor. And then now they are stumbling when it comes time to claim because they're not aware that they opted for cheaper insurance. For example, for a higher excess or co-payment. We're going to take a quick break, get your questions in, 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702.
The car feature.
And our car feature for today at 11 minutes to 3 o'clock, we're talking about tips for your car insurance. And for motorists, when we look at severe windstorms, thunderstorms, and disruptive weather, we're in conversation with co-founder at Naked Insurance, Sumari Graber, around that. Get your questions in on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Sumari, I mean, before we went through to the ad breaks, and I was asking around the fact that from my experience, and I could be totally wrong, I find that people just say, search what is the cheapest insurance. And then that's sort of like the deciding factor. And I had to change my strategy from what is the cheapest to, okay, this one's a bit more expensive, but I have never had an issue when it comes to, number one, claiming, or having somebody communicate to me what my policy entails and the T's and C's.
Yeah, no, I think that's correct. Insurance is a very strange product. It's not like buying a cell phone where you in the beginning can already see, you can hold it in your hand, you know exactly what you're buying. With insurance, you only know what you bought at the time when you actually submit a claim. So therefore, you have to do your homework to make sure that you are buying sufficient cover for that day when you actually do have to claim.
Yes, and I love how you're saying that day you actually have to claim. Something my insurance broker says to me all the time is insurance is the one thing you cannot buy when you need it. You have to buy it correct when you don't need it. So correct, let's now speak about, again, touching on the issue of the acts of God, and what you see some of the errors may be. If, let's say, a vehicle was outside during a hailstorm, and I can't remember, a couple of months that was the case where many vehicles around the Midrand area were filled with dents. And I remember seeing someone's Ferrari, thinking to myself, I hope he called his insurance that day, because I heard those drivers pay per day and not monthly. But when it comes to things like that, are there usually co-payments, or are there insurance policies that a person can say, listen, give me a higher premium, but don't ever bother me with any kind of co-payment? And then also, can you touch on the fact that do motorists get a choice where they can get their vehicle fixed themselves?
All good questions. And I must say, November was one of the biggest claim events for us at Naked as well. But I guess that is what we're here for. When people's car gets hit by hail, that is what they paid us for. So we were very proud of our performance during that period. And I think you can get policies without an excess, but usually most policies will require a co-payment. And why is that the case? It is the case so that you at least retain some form of interest in keeping that vehicle safe. So I would always advise that if you receive a warning of bad weather, the best thing to do, even if you have insurance, is rather not go out on the road if you have any choice about it. The second thing is that I would always say that you must make sure that you have sufficient tread on your tires, because even if it's a hail event, the roads still get extremely wet. And if your car's wheels are not displacing sufficient water, not only can you suffer from hail damage, but you could also actually get involved in an accident. So I think thinking about how you keep yourself and your car safe in these kind of events are absolutely, absolutely key. You can always opt for a higher excess at a lower premium, but then you must make sure that you can actually, at a moment's notice, pull out that money out of your pocket to make that co-payment if an event like that happens.
A question that you might not be able to answer me, but I'm going to ask it of you, is why are panel beaters so expensive?
I think the thing, vehicle parts in South Africa is quite expensive. The majority of our vehicle parts actually do get imported. And we have seen since COVID, there has been significant supply chain issues. And that has been made worse by the conflict we've been seeing in the Middle East, as well as the war between Ukraine and Russia. And even though panel beaters have always been, it's expensive to repair your car, I think in the last 2 years, we've actually seen that cost go up dramatically. And that cost then also directly gets passed on to the consumer. But it is a big driver of that is, like I said, supply chain issues and also the deterioration of the rand, because we import most of those parts.
Yes, and I'm just even thinking around the fact that many individuals feel that the job of insurance companies and their brokers is to not pay. Can you share with us what your job actually is?
So I can definitely say that our job is to be there for our customers if a bad event or any bad accident happens. And it is definitely not to avoid paying claims. There is also, a fiduciary duty of the insurer not to pay claims that shouldn't be paid, because otherwise the rest of the policyholders who are claiming for things that they are covered for is just going to pay higher premiums. So unfortunately, there's always a duty on us to make sure that a claim is a valid claim. But our purpose is to be here when things are really tough in your life, to make sure that your assets are protected. That is what we're here for. And that's also why we have a very, very strong insurance regulator in South Africa, to make sure that that is exactly what we do.
Can I quickly touch on, is it called third-party claims? So let's say a natural disaster puts me in a position in my vehicle where the weather has me slipping around and then bumping another car. Are you finding that people are covered for such situations, or they're more focusing on just repairing their own vehicles?
Definitely. You are covered in the event of, for example, if you then drive into the back of someone, or someone else drives into or slips into the back of you, then your insurer, if you have a comprehensive insurance, or even if you have third-party only insurance, they will take on the fiduciary duty of claiming that money back for the repair of your vehicle, or if you are being taken on to repair someone else's vehicle. The good thing about that is, if it wasn't your fault, they will also go to the extreme to try and recover your excess as part of that recovery. So to help you to not be out of pocket.
So some final tips of what motorists should be doing, as in they're about to buy a car and they're looking for insurance, questions they should be asking, but also if you are just doing a little bit of an audit of the policy you have at the moment.
So if you're buying a new vehicle, I think one of the real important things are that it is important that you insure that asset, whether you have financing or whether you don't. If you have financing, your finance house will require you to insure that asset. And I would think, I would recommend that you already start thinking about insurance even before you buy your vehicle, because insurance, you might think you can afford a certain payment, but if you factor insurance in, maybe you should adjust the car that you're actually looking at. So I think that's really important. The other thing I would do is shop around. Make sure you get quite a number of quotes and actually make sure that you compare apples with apples. Also go onto online review platforms, specifically look at claims reviews, social media, do your homework. I think those things are really important. Also, to your family and friends, ask them about their experiences if you haven't been insured before. Who would they recommend? I think, as I said, because insurance is such a interesting purchase, because you don't know what you bought until you claim, I think references from people that you trust is always comes into play, and make sure you read all your policy wordings and make sure that you don't go with the first quote that you get. Make sure you get a number of different quotes.
There are two questions that have come up on the WhatsApp line. The one says, why don't insurers cover for replacement value of a vehicle? That's from Paula. Or does that actually depend on the kind of insurance you took out?
It definitely depends on the type of insurance that you take out. That's why you must make sure what value your car are insured for. You get certain insurance policies that doesn't even bear a full relation to what your car is worth. I wouldn't really regard those as insurance policies. But if you buy a comprehensive insurance policy, your car could be insured for market, retail, or trade. So if your car is not insured for retail, which is the highest of those, and that is what it would cost to replace that car if you were to go to a dealership now, I would recommend that you switch to make sure that your car is covered for retail, not market or trade.
We're going to have to pick up our other questions for another time. Samari Graber, thank you so, so much for chatting to us. Co-founder at Naked Insurance. All you need to do is head over to Google and search Naked and it will pop up if you would like to get a quotation from them or more information.